Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats appear to be open to approving a spending bill in Congress to keep the government operating. The AP's Ben Thomas reports the deadline is midnight.
Senate Democrats objected to the spending bill House Republicans had passed just a day earlier, wanting to limit President Trump and Elon Musk's efforts to gut the federal government. But Senate Majority Leader John Thune framed the issue this way.
Democrats need to decide if they're going to support funding legislation that came over from the House or if they're going to shut down the government.
That was something Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer was unwilling to do, saying he would vote to allow the bill to proceed.
There is nobody in the world, nobody, who wants to shut the government down more than Donald Trump and more than Elon Musk. We should not give it to them. And make no mistake, Democrats will continue to fight what Donald Trump is doing.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
The AP has reviewed documents that show federal agencies will begin to vacate hundreds of offices across the country this summer under a frenetic and error-riddled push by Elon Musk's budget-cutting advisors to terminate leases that they say waste money. Several agencies are facing 20 or more lease cancellations in all, including the IRS, the Social Security Administration, the Department of Agriculture, and the U.S. Geological Survey. Authorities have removed immigrants from detention facilities at the Guantanamo Bay Naval Base as a federal court in Washington weighs a challenge by civil rights advocates to holding immigrants at the offshore military station. Representatives of China, Russia, and Iran are calling for an end to U.S. sanctions on Iran over its rapidly advancing nuclear program and a restart of multinational talks. 12 people were taken to hospitals with injuries considered minor after an American Airlines plane landed at Denver International Airport and caught fire. The flight was headed from Colorado Springs to Dallas-Fort Worth. This is AP News. Philippine ex-president Rodrigo Duterte is set to appear in a Hague courtroom to face war on drugs charges.
The 79-year-old Duterte, the first Asian former leader arrested on an ICC warrant, will be read his rights in court and formally informed of the charges of crimes against humanity that the court's prosecutors have filed against him after a lengthy probe. The court will also seek to set a date for a key pre-trial hearing at which judges will assess whether there's enough evidence to proceed to a full trial, which could take years. If Duterte is convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of life imprisonment. Estimates of the death toll during Duterte's presidential term vary from more than 6,000 up to 30,000 claimed by human rights groups. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Vatican says Pope Francis spent the morning in physiotherapy at a Rome hospital. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
According to a letter sent to congressional members, the Postal Service plans to cut 10,000 workers and billions of dollars from its budget. The plan calls for DOGE to assist USPS with addressing, quote, big problems at the $78 billion a year agency. USPS says mismanagement of its retirement assets and workers' compensation program, along with regulatory requirements, have restricted, quote, normal business practice. However, Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly thinks turning over the Postal Service to DOGE would result in it being undermined and privatized. USPS currently employs about 640,000 workers. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The GOP town hall in North Carolina got rowdy.
I sense maybe a faction in this room of folks that might not have voted for President Trump.
Republican Congressman Chuck Edwards was the target of jeers, expletives, and searing questions on Trump administration policies.
Like him or not, Elon Musk has brought a lot of really smart people to those. I happen to believe very much that President Trump supports our Constitution.
The exchanges got heated. The man yelling there, Jay Kerry, got kicked out. He spoke to the AP before the meeting.
Stand up, protect the people that you're elected to stand up and protect. Our elected officials in this red district aren't doing it. They need to go.
Edwards' take on the night?
We're doing exactly what the American people sent us to Washington, D.C. to do.
Asheville is still recovering from devastating Hurricane Helene. I'm Ed Donahue.
The nonprofit Corporation for Public Broadcasting has filed a lawsuit against the Federal Emergency Management Agency, saying that a recent hold on grant funds for modernizing the nation's emergency alert system hampers the ability of federal, state, and local authorities to issue real-time emergency alerts. The CPB is challenging FEMA's February 18th hold on the $40 million grant program for the Next Generation Warning System. The National Emergency Alert System helps government officials issue alerts about disasters such as tornadoes and hurricanes. The Corporation for Public Broadcasting was created by Congress in 1967, and it's the largest source of funding for public radio and TV. FEMA hasn't responded to an email requesting comment. Donna Warter, Washington.
President Trump is re-upping his attacks on both Canada and Greenland, arguing they should be part of the U.S.
One way or the other, we're going to get it.
The president told Congress last week the U.S. needs Greenland for national security reasons, and today questioned why Denmark can claim it as part of its kingdom.
They say they have rights to it. I don't know if that's true. I don't think it is, actually.
And on Canada.
To be honest with you, Canada only works as a state.
America's 51st state, as the president's been saying for weeks. Around the same time, Pete Hoekstra, the president's nominee for ambassador to Canada, was testifying on Capitol Hill before Democrat Chris Coons and a Senate panel.
Would you agree that Canada is a sovereign state and should not be even jokingly referred to as the 51st state?
Thank you. Canada is a sovereign state, yes.
The White House has withdrawn a former congressman's nomination to lead the CDC. A person familiar with the matter says it became clear Dr. David Weldon did not have the votes for confirmation. Weldon was to testify this morning before a Senate panel, but the hearing was canceled. Weldon has long criticized both vaccines and the CDC itself, which promotes vaccines. He is considered closely aligned with Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., himself a leading anti-vaccine activist. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow restrictions on birthright citizenship to partly take effect while legal fights play out. District judges in Maryland, Massachusetts, and Washington have issued rulings that are blocking the executive order nationwide. The order would deny citizenship to those born after February 19th, whose parents are in the country illegally, and forbids U.S. agencies from issuing any document or accepting any state document recognizing citizenship for those children. Roughly two dozen states, as well as several individuals and groups, have sued, saying the order violates the Constitution's 14th Amendment. The Trump administration wants the justices to allow the order to go into effect for everyone except for those that sued, arguing that the states lack the legal right or standing to challenge Trump's executive order. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge is ordering the Trump administration to reinstate probationary workers across multiple federal agencies that it fired. Federal Judge William Alsup, based in San Francisco, says the firings don't follow federal law and require immediate offers of reinstatement to be sent. The agencies are the Departments of Veterans Affairs, Agriculture, Defense, Energy, the Interior, and the Treasury. The order comes in a lawsuit filed by a coalition of labor unions and organizations as President Donald Trump moves to dramatically downsize the federal workforce. I'm Donna Warter.
Russia's Vladimir Putin says he agrees in principle with the U.S. plan for a temporary ceasefire in Ukraine, but says the details need to be worked out. Putin says the idea itself is the right one, and Russia certainly backs it, but says there are more issues to discuss, that any truce must lead to lasting peace. He suggests maybe talking about it with President Trump.
Yeah, I'd love to meet with him or talk to him.
The president says there are good signals coming from Russia.
He put out a very promising statement, but it wasn't complete.
Putin's comments came hours after a Trump envoy arrived in Moscow for talks on a ceasefire, coinciding with Russia saying its forces have knocked Ukraine's army out of a key Kursk border region town. President Trump is threatening a big tariff on European alcohol if the European Union goes ahead with a planned import tax on American whiskey. The EU's tariff is expected to take effect April 1st. If it does, the president says he'll slap a 200% tariff on European wine, champagne, and spirits, saying that'll be great for American wine and champagne businesses. He's been blasting the EU for weeks.
The European Union was formed in order to screw the United States. That's the purpose of it. And they've done a good job of it, but now I'm president.
And his threat comes as major American trading partners hit back at his boosted tariffs on aluminum and steel by imposing stiff new taxes on American products from beef to bourbon. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Demonstrators from a Jewish group filled the lobby of Trump Tower to denounce the immigration arrest of Mahmoud Khalil, a Columbia University activist who helped lead student protests against Israel's actions in Gaza. Among the protesters was actor Deborah Winger.
The Trump administration has no interest in Jewish safety. They are co-opting anti-Semitism as their, chant. Just to get what they want, and I won't have it.
After warning the protesters to leave the Fifth Avenue building or face arrest, police began putting them in zip ties and loading them into police vans. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There is a warning from the FBI about toll scams. The Bureau says it has received more than 2,000 complaints this month. People receive texts impersonating state toll road collection agencies, saying EasyPass or other toll accounts are unpaid in an attempt to get financial information, like a credit or debit card or bank account number. It's called a smishing scam. Phishing that relies on SMX text to trick people. Cybersecurity firm Palo Alto Networks says a threat actor has registered over 10,000 domains for the scams. The wording is usually the same. A false claim the person has an unpaid or outstanding toll that could result in fines or suspended driving privileges. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The website studentaid.gov experienced an hours-long outage. Hundreds of users reported that the federal website for student loans and financial aid was down starting midday Wednesday. FAFSA users said they were having trouble completing the form, which is required for financial aid at colleges nationwide. The developers and IT support staff who worked on the FAFSA form were hit hard in the Education Department layoffs earlier in the week. The department also faced staff buyouts and the termination of probationary employees. In all, the Education Department reduced its staff by half since Trump took office. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
10 people were taken to hospitals after fire officials believe a power line was accidentally struck during construction work, causing an explosion and fire at the Eastern Star Masonic Retirement Campus in Denver. The Denver Fire Department says fire officials were able to bring Wednesday's blaze under control. Resident Barbara Hinchy tells KUSA-TV she was sitting in her chair when a blast shook the room, and she says she felt the boom. And she says she walked through dense smoke to get out. A total of 87 people were displaced. The American Red Cross of Colorado says all the residents who were not taken to the hospital have been picked up by family members or moved into temporary housing. I'm Donna Warder.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Wall Street sank again following President Donald Trump's latest escalation of his trade war. The S&P 500 fell 1.4% Thursday, finishing more than 10% below the record high it set just last month. Professional investors call such a decline a correction. It's the first for the index since 2023. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 537 points. It's about 1.3%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 2%. Even a pair of encouraging reports on the economy, showing better than expected readings on inflation and joblessness, couldn't offset worries about escalating tariffs around the world. Treasury yields sank in the bond market as pessimism built about the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. wholesale inflation decelerated last month. The Labor Department says its producer price index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, was unchanged from January. Compared to a year earlier, producer prices were up 3.2%. That's down from a year-over-year increase of 3.7% in January. The latest figures come as President Trump ramps up his trade war, threatening to increase inflation. Mike Hempen, Washington.
Donatella, to your left side.
Donatella Versace, creative director of the fashion house Versace, founded by her late brother Gianni Versace, is stepping down as creative director. She'll be replaced by Dario Vitale. He most recently was design director at Miu Miu. Donatella will be taking on a new role at Versace. She says, "It has been the greatest honor of my life to carry on my brother Gianni's legacy. He was the true genius, but I hope to have some of his spirit and tenacity." She says, "In my new role as chief brand ambassador, I will remain Versace's most passionate supporter. Versace is in my DNA and always in my heart." Dario Vitale will take on his new role on April 1st. I'm Donna Warder.
45-year-old Daryl Clemens was sentenced to 13 years in prison for shooting and wounding a Missouri youth football coach because he was upset about his son's playing time. Last month, the jury found Clemens guilty of assault and armed criminal action for the 2023 shooting of volunteer coach Shaquille Lattimore, who was hospitalized in critical condition but survived. Prosecutors say that while both men were armed, the coach handed his gun to a friend and told Clemens they should fight with fists. Clemens rejected the idea and shot Lattimore 5 times as 9 and 10-year-olds practiced nearby. Clemens turned himself in to police later that evening. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolbaugh. The Bucks overcame a 45-point night for Luka Doncic in a 126-106 win over the Lakers. Damian Lillard was one of 4 20-point scorers for Milwaukee with 22.
Luka is an all-time scorer, and I thought we just, you know, kept staying true to our game plan.
Stephen Curry is the inaugural member of the NBA's 4,000 three-pointer club. The NBA's all-time leader in threes became the first player to eclipse the 4K mark with 8:19 left in the third quarter of the Warriors' 130-104 rout of the Kings. In other NBA news, LeBron James flew back to California for treatment on his left groin strain and will miss the rest of the Lakers' 4-game road trip. And Spurs star guard De'Aaron Fox will miss the rest of the season with a tendon injury on his left hand that will require surgery. Duke star Cooper Flagg left his team's Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament quarterfinal game with a left ankle injury and had to be helped to the locker room. Flagg later returned to the Duke bench without a boot on his foot and walking under his own power. The top-ranked Blue Devils were trailing 26-17 late in the first half when Flagg went up for a rebound and crashed to the floor. He hobbled back to the bench in clear distress and was later shown in a wheelchair. Duke rallied to beat Georgia Tech 78-70. NHL Sam Bennett had a pair of power play goals to help the Panthers edge the Atlantic Division rival Maple Leafs 3-2.
Obviously, it was a big game. It's two teams that definitely could meet in the playoffs. So, that was a playoff fight game.
The Rays on Thursday withdrew from a $1.3 billion ballpark project, citing hurricanes and delays that likely will drive up the proposal's cost. The team issued a statement by principal owner Stuart Sternberg saying that a series of events in October, which included severe damage to the existing Tropicana Field, led to what he called, quote, this difficult decision. Repairs are envisioned, including replacing its roof shredded by Hurricane Milton. The Rays are set to play this season's home games across Tampa Bay at the Yankees' 11,000-seat spring training home. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Measles cases in Europe and Central Asia doubled last year to the highest reported level since 1997. According to figures from UNICEF and the World Health Organization, there were over 127,000 reported cases of measles in Europe and Central Asia last year. That marks the highest total in nearly 30 years. In a recently published analysis, UN health experts said Romania had the most measles infections at more than 30,000, followed by Kazakhstan. UNICEF said that about 40% of measles infections were in children aged under 5 and that more than half of all people sickened by measles had to be hospitalized due to the severity of their illness. Belgian federal prosecutors have said they've arrested several people as part of a corruption probe linked to the European Parliament. The move comes as local media reports that Chinese company Huawei bribed EU lawmakers. Prosecutors said suspects were arrested for questioning in connection with their alleged involvement in active corruption within the European Parliament, as well as for forgery and use of forgeries. According to an investigation by Le Soir newspaper and other media, lobby lobbyists working for Chinese telecoms giant Huawei are suspected of bribing current or former lawmakers. Huawei didn't respond for requests for comment. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.